You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, The Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar Adukon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, in the throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing move away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalized view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices, and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches us that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. Well, welcome to the show today, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And in today's show, I would like to discuss the role and the relevance of Ayurveda in this modern world we live in today. This is a topic I've touched on, discussed on before, but I thought it would be worth spending an entire show discussing this topic because it's really topical of this moment in time, in this moment in history, particularly in the world we live in today. So think of it as like an exploration of this ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and how it applies in modern era. So it's like a deep dive into the science and the philosophies of Ayurveda. Now, Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old system of nature-based healing that originated in the Indian subcontinent, in the area that now comprises India and Pakistan. And it is increasingly popular today, finding relevance in the contemporary wellness paths that we're seeing spreading around the globe today. Now, I know the wellness industry has received some negative press in media and in the social networks and so on. But there's no denying that wellness and well-being are increasing in a way that modern medicine is kind of not so much on the wane, but it's less popular. It's less the go-to solution people have for lots of their physical and their mental health problems. And Ayurveda is one of these practices, ancient practices, or traditional forms of medicine that fits very well into a wellness or well-being orientated kind of way. So whether you're completely new to Ayurveda and you've not heard my show before, or you're just curious about the principles of Ayurveda, you've heard about it, this discussion we had today will give you a better understanding of this ancient science and how it can perhaps enhance your life or enhance areas in your health. So what I'll do is I'll explore everything about it, from the fundamental philosophies of the doshas to more cutting edge or scientific research that's come to light, some practical applications from Ayurveda, and look a little bit into the future, or discuss its role in this new field of medicine or healthcare called integrative medicine, essentially where different types of medicine, both old and new, currently and existing today, they integrate themselves in the care of a patient or a client. So hopefully the next 30 minutes or so, you will gain a greater awareness between this timeless wisdom of Ayurveda and how it can bridge the gap with contemporary wellness and modern medicine. But first, what we need to do is we need to take a look back. So we're taking a perspective, look back in time. And as some of you who have listened to this show before know, I'm quite a history buff. I think I am. And I find the story of Ayurveda utterly a fascinating story if you look back over the last 30 years. So we need to travel back about that Ledbrook time to ancient India. India, of course, wasn't a recognized place at the time. However, we're talking about the Indian subcontinent to find where Ayurveda first originated. And the word Ayurveda is the explanation of what it means is in the word. So it's a compound word that is Sanskrit, two Sanskrit words, made up of two Sanskrit words, Sanskrit being the ancient language of that Indian subcontinent, and it means Ayur, which means life, or Hayu, which means life, and Veda, which means a meaning or the knowledge, or meaning knowledge of the science of life, the science. So the science. So putting the two words together essentially means Ayurveda translates as the science of life. The name of my show, Ayurveda, the science of life. So this comprehensive system of medicine, which originated over 5,000 years ago, is first documented in the ancient text called Rigvedas. And I have spoken about these in previous shows. Most notably, one of the branches of these Vedas called the Atharva Veda, around 1500 years in Vedic. And the texts were originally, the knowledge was originally coded in an oral tradition, and then subsequently written on text, on paper. So these formed the basis of the Ayurvedic knowledge base at the start. And there are some of the foundational texts, the updated summaries of this knowledge. Two of them are particularly well known, as the Charaka Samhita and the Shushruta Samhita, and they're named after famous musicians of the time. And they were composed before that, again, in that period, sorry, apologies, between 400,
years before Christ and 200 years before Christ. So looking back, we're looking at a system of medicine that Ayurveda that developed over that period of time and was updated. And these principles and teaching, they remain relevant and influential even to today. These texts of this knowledge base, they weren't just medical manuals. There was philosophical treatises or philosophical ideas or concepts that were put into the texts. And they viewed our health as a dynamic state of balance between our mind, our body, and our consciousness. So you could say body, mind, and soul. So that the balance between all of these parts of us was critical in our determining our overall health. So this makes Ayurveda a truly holistic form of medicine, in that it deals with every aspect of our existence, not just body or mind, but also the spirit and the soul and our consciousness. So it's different from modern medical systems that focus attention on treating disease. Ayurveda emphasizes preventing illness and maintaining optimal health. And they achieve this, or they practice this through what's called lifestyle practices, diet, herbal remedies, and spiritual practices. And the lifestyle practices are particularly dealing with the routines of the day, the practices that we integrate into our day. Now, the ancient scholars or the sages or the wise men of those societies who developed Ayurveda, they understood something very, very important, that true health isn't merely the absence of the disease, but it's a state of vibrant, vital well-being where your physical vitality, your mental clarity, and your spiritual life, they work in harmony without any conflict. So this is the definition of health according to Ayurveda. And it is a complex, wide-ranging definition that is increasingly starting to be appreciated in our modern medicine or our modern view of health here today. Now, as to the fundamental principles of Ayurveda, they are the core principles that make it so unique and particularly relevant today is the concept of the three doshas. You may have heard about these before. There are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And these are three fundamental energies or biophysical principles that they govern all our physiological and our psychological processes. So within the body and the mind. So they fundamentally are energies, and we're each made up of combinations of the three. And they control the function and workings of our body. Now, Vata is associated with air and space, and it governs movement, circulation, and the nervous system primarily. But all movement within the body, even movement within the gut. And when it's balanced, this Vata energy, it brings us creativity, flexibility, and enthusiasm. Now, Pitta, on the other hand, is linked to the elements of fire, particularly, and water. And Pitta controls digestion, our metabolism, or the chemical workings of our body, and any transformation processes within the body. When Pitta is balanced, it manifests, or it shows itself within us, as intelligence, courage, and strong vigestry. And lastly, Kapha. Kapha is made up of the elements of earth and water, and it provides structure, stability, and immunity. And when Kapha is in harmony, it gives us strength. endurance and emotional stability were less, you were less easily thrown out of balance. We're more stable in our mental health. Each one of us has a unique combination of these doses, which is called our prakriti, or effectively our constitution. Think of it like a genetic blueprint, but it's far more than that. And this remains constant throughout our life. In our current state of where we're at right now, this minute, is called our prakriti. And this is the reality of our how we are from minute to minute, day to day. Now, prakriti can become imbalanced due to many factors. Stress, poor diet, environmental factors, or even lifestyle choices that you make. So the mind-body connection that Ayurveda understands is so deep, and it's almost ahead of its time. We're beginning to realize the importance of it now when we look at things in a more holistic and complete way. But the Ayurvedic text recognizes, and they recognize, that the mental and emotional states that we experience directly impact our physical health. This is the concept of our psychoneuroneonology, which is a big long word, but effectively means our immune system is related to our mental state, is related to our nervous system, and they're all integrated together. We're not just different systems working without influencing each other. And Ayurveda teaches us that the consciousness is the foundation of all being, and that true wellness requires not just addressing your physical symptoms, but also the spiritual well-being and the mental patterns, maybe the thinking patterns that are behind how we become for want of a better explanation. So, as you can imagine, it's quite complex. Now, I'll take a break here because I've spoken about the history of Ayurveda and the principles which underlie it down to the doshas, and I'll come back to explain more in the next part of the show the relevance of Ayurveda in the modern world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. Today is about the relevance, shows all about the relevance of Ayurveda in our modern world. Something that is so topical and I touched on in previous shows. Well, How does it fit so well into the modern world and the dilemmas we face today in our health and the world we live in? Well, it works. Ayurveda, it provides, I feel, the range of Ayurvedic practices and the range of therapy that they offers it forms it like a framework, you could think, or a way to go about achieving health and balance in our lives, especially in this fast-paced world we live in, where we're really almost living in a toxic world in lots of ways. And it really does fit with the wellness concepts that we understand of preventative healthcare. So the idea that you prevent illness, and of a system of medicine that's tailored to individuals. So it's personalized. Each person has a unique experience, even of the same illness. And this concept is deeper than Ayurveda, this idea of individuality and individual doshas, combinations, imbalances that affect this all deeply. And this is now trending, I feel, within modern medicine, or within a lot of the wellness concepts that we hear about in the media and in the social networks. This idea that not one size fits all. And Ayurveda has been saying this for thousands of years. So I can be slightly cynical, thinking that perhaps it's just a coincidence. But I do feel that in some ways we are learning from the past, and we repackage a lot of these old wisdoms and ancient practices and ancient therapies and ancient beliefs in for a new audience, I would say, so that it sounds more modern, it sounds more scientific, it sounds more evidence-based as well. But it's essentially the same concepts that have been in Ayurveda for thousands of years. It is always emphasized that each person requires a unique approach to their diet. Everybody's diet is different. Everybody's tastes are different. Everybody's constitutions are different. And a unique approach to their exercise regime. Not everybody likes every exercise. People respond differently to different exercise. Different imbalances respond to different exercise prescriptions. And this is now, more and more aware. There's no point in telling somebody he never jogged a great jog, for instance. And lifestyle advice is also individualized, and it's based on your person's constitution, on the dosha combination, and on whatever imbalance there so be, and bet none. And even the stress management and the mindfulness techniques we hear about and practice we hear about now, these have been recognized in Ayurvedic teaching for thousands of years. The ancient practices of meditation, pranayama, breathing techniques, and of course yoga, are all integral parts of Ayurveda. We've all been understood and practiced and taught within Ayurveda for thousands of years. Even the concept, one of the most important concepts that I alluded to in last week's show, the concept of the circadian rhythm and how this aligns with the Ayurvedic understanding of the daily cycle and the importance of living within these natural rhythms. Ayurveda has always emphasized food as medicine. Though they just hope let food be your medicine and medicine be your food, as attributed to Hippocrates, became a little later. This has always been a fundamental concept to Ayurveda, that food as medicine. So food can balance or food can aggravate an imbalance. And this understanding is central to Ayurveda, that if you're looking to treat imbalance, you understand the concept that like increases like and opposites balance. So this practice of eating according to the dosha, the natural constitution, or consuming seasonal and local foods, and having a deep understanding of the six tastes that we experience of sweet, salty, and sour, pungent, bitter, and stringent, which I've spoken about in previous shows, that we need to understand all of these, that bring all these concepts, these practices into our nutrition, because this is how we achieve optimal health, through our nutrition, our digestion, and It is such a core principle of Ayurveda. Every disease has a root cause in Adhijashtri, even if it's in a different part of our body. But Ayurveda has to understand the real inputs of digestive health, even though now we're starting to look at it in terms of the gut-brain axis, in terms of the microbiome, and so on. And that a lot of these digestive disorders that we are finding now have been described in Ayurveda for many, many years. And we understand that our digestive health is related to our overall wellness, to our immune function, and especially to our mental health. So if you are skeptical, like I was at the start of when I discovered Ayurveda, you'd be asking, of course, is there any scientific evidence to support these ancient practices? And even though it's not designed as an evidence-based system of medicine, there's increasing amount of research that's backing me up a lot of these ancient Ikuska strategy. In the last few decades, a lot of called peer-reviewed new studies are well-respected studies and have validated, they have proven these Ayurvedic approaches and these remedies that have been used for many years. For instance, turmeric is a commonly used herb in Ayurveda, and it's been the subject of over 10,000 scientific studies. And it's been shown that it has got powerful anti-inflammatory properties, which are largely attributed to the curcumin part of the turmeric. And it has potential benefits for conditions such as heart, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, and even certain cancers. Ashwagandha is another very commonly used herb in Ayurveda, and it's been studied quite extensively for what it's called its adaptogenic properties. These are properties where it can have affect on a tissue level, at a cellular level. And clinical trials have shown that it can reduce the stress hormone cortisol levels within us. It can help manage stress and anxiety, which is such a common problem these days. It can help improve our sleep quality and even have an effect on increasing the energy within our system. And of course, the ancient practice of meditation has been studied extensively over the last several decades, and using brain scans and new brain technologies to see activities in different areas of the brain in people who meditate regularly. And they've shown that they are associated with increase in memory, in emotional regulation, and in a reduction in activity in an area of the brain which is associated with the stress response in an area called the amygdala. And these breathing techniques of pranayama have also been shown to have a positive effect, reducing blood pressure, improving heart rate variability, and activating our parasympathetic system, which is the system we use for rest and digest. So moving away from that flight mode that we often find ourselves in with stress, raised cortisol, and anxiety, causing the body to relax both the physical and the mental side of your body. And another commonly used herb that's been studied is triphala. And triphala is a combination of three fruits that is used quite often in Ayurveda, not just as a medical treatment, but also as a supplement. And it has positive effects on your digestive health. It has an antioxidant activity, which is very important in reducing the risk of developing cancer. And it helps in metabolic regulation, which is associated with lots of the chronic illnesses when this is disordered, particularly obesity and diabetes. And a lot of these studies have been performed by recognized institutions like the Harvard Medical School and the Mayo Clinic, and they are incorporating Ayurvedic principles and teachings into their integrative medicine programs, which is a very exciting development for both modern medicine and for Ayurveda. And I feel it's almost as if Ayurveda is coming full circle, because a lot of our modern medicine is based and comes from teaches within Ayurveda. So Ayurveda is particularly suitable to this integrative medical approach with modern medicine. I'll take a short break and come back and the last part of the show to discuss more about Ayurveda's role in the modern world and in how it is so relevant today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show today, Ayurveda, Science of Life. And today is all about the practical application of Ayurveda in this modern world today that we live in. And one of the most profound benefits of using an Ayurvedic approach is on our mental health and our what's called our holistic well-being. Nowadays, as we know, anxiety, depression, stress-related illnesses are reaching epidemic proportions. And Ayurveda has a very comprehensive approach to dealing with mental illness and promoting mental wellness. And conventional methods would generally be drug-related, where they're trying to alter your brain chemistry. Now, Ayurveda looks at completely mental health as part of your physical health or spiritual health and your relationship with the environment, your immediate environment and nature. The concept of the quality of the mind being the three gunas of Sattva, Rajas, Tamas explain how our mind works in different mental states. A Sattva represents the clarity, peace, and harmony that exists within our mind. Rajas represents the activity, the agitation, the passion, the restlessness that we experience in our mind, and Tamas represents the inertia, the darkness, and the confusion. And I've spoken about this in an episode called Qualities of the Mind in an earlier show. Now, Ayurveda recognizes ways of cultivating Sattva while trying to balance the Rajas and Tamas stuff that we experience in our mind, because effectively we live within the Rajas and Tamas qualities of the mind, but always trying to strive to be more sattvic or be more calm, more peaceful, be more in harmony of our mind. And it's a constant struggle role. And it advocates ways to do that using meditation techniques, that are specifically designed for different imbalances or different constitutional types. For Vata people, they would recommend grounding practices and regular routines. For Pitta imbalance or Pitta cakes, it benefit can cruelly become at ease, but avoiding excessive competition or excessive activity. And for Kapha types, who have that quality of depression, lethargy, their imbalance, they would benefit from stimulating practice and more social engagement as well, because that's what they thrive on. So he understood the idea that emotional digestion is particularly important, the idea of processing our own false feelings and emotions. Just as we digest and process our food, there's also the importance of being able to digest our mental emotions as well. And there's an energy within those that we need to process and rid ourselves of waste energies or waste feelings and promote, cultivate positive being. And it uses the concept of toxins or armor that can undigested food within the physical process of digestion. In a similar way, we can unprocessed emotional experience that create this armor within our mind, and that can lead to physical and mental problems, of course. And they recommend practices that are common and recommended these days, such as journaling, meditation, and even self-reflection on your experiences, such as you'd imagine counseling, but counseling of yourself, so to speak. And it's important to mention some of these conceptions that are present about Ayurveda. Firstly, it's not anti-science or opposed to modern medicine. Even though it's an ancient system, they've always embraced the concept of observation of the patient, experimentation, and adaption to circumstances. And there's the concept of trial by treatment, which is also commonly used in Western medicine, that you put somebody on a medication and observe the effects. So it's also uniquely suitable to working alongside conventional doctors or conventional medicine, in the nature of its system is not too dissimilar from modern medicine. Secondly, it's not a quick fix or a miracle cure, and that we sometimes are led to believe that there's instant fixes or magic cures. It requires commitment on behalf of the patient, and it requires some changes in lifestyle and in diet. There's no question that the medications alone will be sufficient to treat all problems. And lastly, there are, if you are embarking on Ayurveda approach to your health, it's very important to seek the help of a qualified Ayurveda practitioner who has access to a good quality herbal medication, because, of course, with many of these new, not new essentially, but these, the popular, more popular and the systems of health and care and medicine, there are many products available online which may not be safe to use. And as well, as I said, Ayurveda is not just about herbs and supplements. It's about daily routines, diet, exercise, sleep, meditation, cultivating relationships in a positive way, and connection within the community. These are all part of the Ayurvedic teachings and practices have always been. So what does the future promise for Ayurveda in the light of all we've discussed today? There are lots of things within the Ayurvedic teachings that are now becoming accepted practice in modern medicine. This idea of personalized medicine and individual medicine being designed for individual patients. That's always been an approach used in Ayurveda. Well, not one size fits all. There's a growing increase in the chronic diseases of diabetes and heart disease, autoimmune condition, and mental health disorders, which I discussed just a little while back. And these require not just drug, but a system of preventative, holistic approach, which Ayurveda has always practiced and always preached. And, of course, with the healthcare systems now under significant financial strain, it's
proving very costly to treat these chronic diseases, which are more and more common. And
artificial intelligence and new tech developments aren't sufficient to keep up with this increased cost of growth as a society, individual and society. And in this way, Ayurveda can provide not a low-cost alternative, but a low-cost effective alternative to these more expensive and new drugs that have been developed for conditions which they're not always 100% effective. They often only work are already available when conditions become very severe.
So this approach that Ayurveda has of living in harmony with the environment, with nature, but do no harm, not just to the patient, but do no harm to nature, as they cultivate the herbal medications in a holistic and in an ecologically sensitive manner. These are all part of the medicine that has energy. The medications have an energy in behalf because of the way they're harvested and processed. So it's really important to understand. But Ayurveda is a system of medicine that has been around for thousands of years and is in a healthy condition to survive many, many more thousands of years, and is a unique approach to health that is so integrated, is so complete, as well as being individualized and personalized for each person. So I hope you've enjoyed some of the discussion on the topic today, the Ayurveda and its relevance in the modern world today. It's not, of course, a panacea for all of the problems, but I feel that it provides lots of solutions for lots of problems we face these days. Well, I'll finish up my last messages and I'll see you all next week.
Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, anamayurveda.com, which is anam spelled anamayurveda.com. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Croí Fholáin, Fad Saol. Healthy heart, long life. Take care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.